This is a time of unusual disruption in U.S. government. The Trump administration and its supporters see a need to rein in a bloated bureaucracy and the influence of unelected officials within it, while critics raise concerns that they are trampling long-standing guardrails. We've been talking in our newsroom about looking for signs of resilience, innovation, and a renewal of democracy out of this tumultuous period. Today, our Scott Baldoff, fresh off decades of living abroad, offers a window into such resilience in the community where he settled. It's a leafy suburb of Washington, home to many federal workers who have recently lost their jobs amid the upheaval. As so often happens, he writes, a community displays its strength and character not when times are easy, but when they are hard. It's Thursday, September 25th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. A fatal shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas on Wednesday underscored threats to immigration officials, as well as detainees, amid a highly divisive rise in immigration enforcement. The Department of Homeland Security said three detainees were shot, with two killed and the third in critical condition. Rhetoric demonizing immigration officials has very real consequences, said Senator Ted Cruz at a news conference. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is boosting security by increasing the number of personnel it sends out together. Denmark's prime minister gave an official apology for the Danish doctors who forced contraception on Inuit girls in Greenland between the 1960s and early 1990s. Mette Frederiksen has worked to improve relations between her nation and the autonomous Danish territory, which President Donald Trump has expressed interest in buying. Addressing victims at a ceremony Wednesday in Greenland's capital, she acknowledged locals' long-standing fight for justice and accountability, saying, "We're doing that now, Denmark and Greenland, together." Also, researchers discovered 85 previously unknown lakes hidden under Antarctica's glaciers. These subglacial lakes fill and empty in cycles, making them an important data point for studying sea level change. But they're often not taken into account in climate models. Sally Wilson, lead author of the study published in the journal Nature Communications, called subglacial hydrology a missing piece of the puzzle. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. More food is reaching Gaza now, but barely enough to stave off famine amid the forced displacement ordered by the Israeli army. Taylor Luck and Khada Abdel Fattah report from Amman and Deir al-Bala, Gaza Strip, for the Monitor. A Monitor writer and his family fell in love with the city, only to see it hit by federal government cutbacks and other challenges. Now, as the city responds, they are discovering a new reason why it's a place to call home. Scott Baldoff writes from Greenbelt, Maryland, for the Monitor. The controversy in the U.S. around Jimmy Kimmel being taken off the air under government pressure bears a striking resemblance to the case of Kukli, a popular political satire show in post-Soviet Russia that ran afoul of Vladimir Putin. Fred Weir reports from Moscow for the Monitor. Some of baseball's greatest heroes, from Jackie Robinson to Ted Williams, have wielded Louisville sluggers. A museum in Louisville, Kentucky, celebrates these wooden Excaliburs, first manufactured in 1884. Melanie Stetson Freeman and Stephen Humphreys report from Louisville, Kentucky, for the Monitor. To view this photo essay in full, visit csmonitor.com/daily. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on where America can find trust. Here's a stark example of polarization in Washington. As a September 30th deadline looms over Congress to pass a spending bill, the two top Senate leaders from both parties are not talking to each other. and President Donald Trump backed out of negotiations with Democratic leaders on the bill. This dearth of dialogue encapsulates the partisan tensions that have raised the odds that government agencies will close at midnight Tuesday, stated Politico. The shutdown standoff in the Capitol may seem like the norm, yet it does not reflect electoral trends or public attitudes in much of the United States. Last year's election, for instance, revealed a large drop in polarization between groups of voters compared with the 2020 election, according to a survey from Harvard University and YouGov. The divide between the generations, genders, and rural and urban Americans actually shrank. If these trends endure, they promise a new political era, wrote Harvard Law professor Nicholas O. Stephanopoulos in the Washington Post. At the national level, trust is still in decline. Only 41% of Americans trust people across the U.S., according to a survey last April for Allstate. Yet trust rises to 53% for local communities and 59% for next-door neighbors. And 87% of people say they are likely to increase the number of social interactions they have in their community in the next year. Small behaviors in local areas, person by person, can build up trust nationally, the study concluded. If I'm doing sandbags with you, or I'm walking through the Palisades fire, we're not going to be arguing about whether there should be tariffs or not, Allstate's chief executive officer, Tom Wilson, told the news site Semaphore. The key to better dialogue in Washington, says former Senator Joe Manchin, is for politicians to bring out the better angels in each other. People are talking about there's a crusade coming, there's war coming, the former Democrat turned independent told News Nation. The only crusade this country needs right now is one of civility. How do we get back where we treat each other like human beings? Like, hey, we're all in this together. In a new memoir, Dead Center, in defense of common sense, Mr. Manchin cites the need for humility rather than the use of fear and hatred. Listen with an open mind, embrace diverse perspectives, and lead by bringing everyone to the table, he wrote. No one person has all the answers. Growing up in a minority religion, Catholicism, in a small West Virginia town, taught him lessons about relationships. I know that if you work hard and you try to give back more than what you're willing to take out, they're going to accept you, he told NPR. They'll love you. You'll be fine. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how knowing the nature of true being opens the door to better relationships. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Tim Malone and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.